This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, Israel's next president wins in a landslide election. That story right after this short message.
Have you heard about Liberty University's one-of-a-kind scholarship? Students from families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually probably won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant, which provides vital funds for college. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of over $20,000 in 4 years. Want to know more? Text MAS to 49596 for more information. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
In a landslide vote in Israel's Knesset of 87 to 27, Isaac Herzog has been selected to be the successor of President Reuven Rivlin, whose term ends on July 9th. Herzog beat the conservative and Zionist Miriam Peretz, but thanked her in his official acceptance speech. The role of Israel's president is predominantly ceremonial, but does hold a special responsibility. The president is obligated to choose who has the mandate to form the coalition government to run the country, which is something that President Rivlin has had to do 5 times in his 7-year term. The president also has the power to give clemency and pardons, which attention to this detail could be followed closely by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is accused of corruption. Isaac Herzog is already familiar with the role of president. His late father, Chaim Herzog, was the country's 6th president from 1983 to 1993. Herzog has been politically active for a long time and has held many roles in the government, including being the Minister of Tourism, Housing and Construction, and Diaspora. He also was the Minister of Welfare and Social Services. In 2015, he had a strong bid to become Prime Minister, but his challenge wasn't enough to win against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his conservative Likud party. On Wednesday, Prime Minister Netanyahu did congratulate Herzog for his win, saying, "I wish him luck in the name of all Israeli citizens. I thank Miriam Peretz for her honorable candidacy, and I am certain she will continue to contribute to Israeli society, as she has done her entire life." Pray for the government of Israel, as their leadership situation is under continual great change. Pray that they will seek the Lord's guidance and that they will listen to his voice.
I'm John Matarazzo for Charisma News. God bless you.